Can we just lift up our hands right now and just entertain His presence for just a few moments?
Levantemos las manos y entreten la presencia de Dios.
Mom, there's such a sweet presence of God in this place right now. Let's not be too quick to move on.
Presencia tan dulce en este lugar. No se vayan tan rápidos por este momento.
Come on, for just a moment, would you press into what you feel right now?
Por un momento, empuja lo que sientes ahí.
Come on, would you engage the Spirit for just a few moments right now?
Participa en el Espíritu por unos momentos.
Come on, this is why we're here right now.
Por eso estamos aquí.
We need a moving of the Spirit of God.
Necesitamos que se mueva la presencia de Dios.
We need a touch by the Master.
Necesitamos que el Maestro nos toque.
How many is glad to be in God's house tonight?
¿Cuántos están alegres estar aquí?
How many is thankful for what you feel here tonight?
¿Cuántos agradecidos por lo que sienten?
Even if you don't quite know what it is, how many knows it feels good right now?
Aún lo que no saben decir lo que están sintiendo.
The presence of God is moving across this sanctuary.
La presencia de Dios está moviendo aquí.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, it's excellent to be here with you tonight.
Es excelente estar con ustedes.
I have had the privilege of traveling here recently, but I will tell you that there's no place like home.
He tenido el privilegio de viajar, pero no hay lugar como casa.
And I am honored to be before you.
Es un honor estar aquí.
Can I give honor to our leadership here tonight?
Y honro el liderazgo esta
noche. Thankful for them. How many is thankful for godly leadership?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos por nuestros líderes?
Give honor to the first, second, and third family.
Doy honor a la primera, segunda y tercera familia.
Praise God. Give honor to my wife tonight.
Doy honor a mi esposa esta noche.
Praise God. It's good to see Brother James Williams in the house.
Es bueno mirar hermano James Williams.
Praise God. He is a friend of this church.
Es un amigo de esta iglesia.
And I want to get to the word of the Lord. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Segunda de Corintios 10 en la palabra.
We'll be reading verse 3 through 5.
Y vamos a estar verso 3 a 5.
How many came expecting something here tonight?
¿Cuántos vinieron esperando algo de Dios?
Praise God. The Bible says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." In verse 5, it says, casting down imaginations. Look at your neighbor and say, that's my narrative.
Dile a tu vecino, esa es mi historia.
And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Look at your neighbor and say, that's the enemy's narrative.
Dile a tu vecino, esa es la historia del enemigo.
And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And then there is God's narrative.
Y luego la historia de Dios.
Let's pray right now. Mighty God, we love you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your provision, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God, that is forever established and settled in the heavens, oh God, unchangeable, immutable, oh God, a place where we can build our lives, oh God, and we thank you for a firm foundation. In Jesus' name. I want to talk to us here for just a few moments under the title Transcendent Truth.
Les voy a hablar sobre la verdad transiente.
Transcendent Truth.
Verdad transiente.
Put your Bibles down. Give God a hand clap of praise if you're thankful to be in His house.
Pongan sus Biblias a un lado y denle las palmas a Dios.
You may be seated. Transcendent means.
Transiente significa
beyond the ordinary.
Más allá de lo normal.
Beyond what is normal.
Más allá de lo casual.
Truth is the state or quality of being true.
Verdad es la calidad o el tipo de ser real.
And so tonight we are talking about transcendent truth.
Esta noche es verdad transiente.
A truth that is able to stand outside of time.
Una verdad que se para fuera del tiempo.
A truth that is able to trump lower truths.
Una verdad que puede con todas las otras mentiras.
Understand that what you interact with on a day-to-day basis is a lower truth.
Entiende con lo que tú interactas todos los días es una verdad más pequeña.
To transcendent truth.
Para verdad transiente.
We're talking about a transcendent truth.
Estamos hablando de una verdad transiente.
That doesn't care about your background.
Que no importa tu pasado.
We're talking about a transcendent truth.
Hablamos de una verdad transiente.
That doesn't care who your parents are.
Que no importa quién son tus padres.
We're talking about a transcendent truth.
Hablamos de una verdad transiente.
That doesn't care what mistakes you've made.
Que no importa los errores que has hecho.
We're talking about a transcendent truth.
Hablamos de una verdad transiente.
That doesn't care about the mistakes that you've made.
Que no importa los errores que has
we
cometido.
We are talking about a transcendent truth tonight.
Hablamos de una verdad transcendente esta noche.
That doesn't care where you are from.
Que no le importa de dónde eres.
We are talking about a transcendent truth.
Hablamos de una verdad transcendente.
That doesn't care what society has to say about you.
Que no importa lo que dice la sociedad de ti.
We are talking about a transcendent truth.
Estamos hablando de verdad transcendente.
That doesn't care what your mama thinks about you.
Que no le importa lo que piensa tu mamá de ti.
But we are talking about a truth higher than any other.
Pero hablamos de una verdad más alto que todo.
And so when the world says that you cannot.
Y cuando el mundo te dice que no puedes.
Transcendent truth says that you can.
La verdad transcendente dice que puedes.
When the world says that you can only go this far.
Cuando el mundo dice que nomás hasta ahí llegas.
Transcendent truth says you can keep going.
La verdad transcendente dice puedes seguir.
When the world says that you won't make it.
Cuando el mundo dice no lo vas a hacer.
Transcendent truth says that you shall live and not die.
Siente dice que lo vas a vivir y no morir.
We're talking about transcendent truth here tonight.
Hablamos de verdad transcendente esta
Somebody
noche.
Somebody lift up your voice in the sanctuary.
Alguien levante su voz aquí.
Somebody lift up your voice in the sanctuary.
Alguien levante su voz aquí.
Transcendent truth.
Verdad transiente.
It stands.
Se para.
Above your circumstances.
Arriba de tu circunstancia.
It defies.
Desafía.
What you think is true.
Lo que piensas que es verdad.
It defies.
Desafía.
Even what you think about yourself.
Aún lo que piensas de ti.
We're talking about a higher reality.
Estamos hablando de una realidad más alta.
We're talking about the God of Genesis chapter 1.
Hablamos del Dios de Génesis 1.
Who Brother Cliff walks, God walks into chaos.
Que hermano Cliff, Dios camina en el caos.
The Bible says that the earth was without form and void.
La Biblia dice que la forma no, la tierra no tenía forma.
And darkness covered the face of the deep.
Y la oscuridad estaba sobre allí en las tinieblas.
It didn't have any form.
No tenía forma.
Meaning it didn't have any definition.
Significa no tenía definición.
So it wasn't usable.
So no podía ser usado.
But transcendent truth steps onto the scene.
Pero verdad transcendente viene a la escena.
And he begins to move upon the face of the deep.
Empieza a moverse sobre la faz del abismo.
And transcendent truth begins to speak to the situation.
Y la verdad transcendente empieza a hablar a la situación.
And things begin to change.
Y cosas empiezan a cambiar.
The first thing that begins to change.
Lo primero que cambia.
Is that where there was darkness?
Es que donde había oscuridad.
He said, "Let there be light."
Dijo que sea la luz.
I want you to know right now tonight,
quiero que sepas ahorita,
that you may be living in a place where you can't see what's going on around you.
Que tal vez vives en un lugar donde no puedes
you
ver.
May be living in darkness right now.
Puedes vivir en oscuridad.
But we're talking about a transcendent truth,
pero hablamos de una verdad transcendente,
that can walk into your life,
que camina en tu vida,
and turn the lights on,
y puede prender la luz,
so you can see,
para que puedas ver.
God wants to give you revelation
Dios
tonight,
te quiere dar revelación.
And your circumstances can't stop it.
Y tu circunstancia no lo puede detener.
Your mama can't stop it.
Tu mamá no lo puede parar.
Your job can't stop it.
Tu trabajo no lo puede parar.
Because transcendent truth is a greater truth.
La verdad transcendente es más grande.
Clap your hands right now unto the Lord.
Aplauden sus manos ahorita.
Come on, lift up your voice right now.
Levanten su voz ahorita.
Somebody lift up your voice in the sanctuary.
Alguien levante su voz.
He takes what is not usable,
lo que no se puede usar,
and he makes it usable.
Y lo hace usable.
He takes what looked like waste,
él toma lo que se parecía desecho,
and he begin to create with it.
Y empieza a crear con él.
I want you to know that just like transcendent truth walked into that earth,
que sepas, así como caminó la verdad transiente,
he wants to walk and work in your life.
Él quiere caminar y obrar en tu vida así.
We find Abraham.
Miramos a Abraham.
God is speaking to him.
Mientras Dios le está hablando.
And he is telling him what he wants to do in his life.
Y le está diciendo lo que quiere hacer en su vida.
In Genesis chapter 17.
En Génesis 17.
And he begins to speak the promise of God to him.
Y empieza a hablar la promesa de Dios a él.
And the Bible says,
y la Biblia dice,
that Abraham laughed.
Que Abraham se rió.
And then in chapter 18,
y luego en el 18,
Sarah laughs.
Sara se rió.
What's so funny?
¿Qué es tan chistoso?
I want to suggest to you here tonight.
Te quiero sugerir algo esta noche.
That the reason that Abraham and Sarah laughed.
La razón por la cual se rieron.
Is because the gap of where they were living.
Es porque andaban viendo ellos.
And what God said they could be.
Y lo que Dios dijo que podían ser.
To them it was laughable.
Era reíble.
But I want you to know here tonight,
pero quiero que sepas esta noche,
that God has planted greatness in you.
Que Dios ha plantado grandeza en ti.
And when God begins to reveal what he wants to do in your individual lives,
y cuando Dios revela lo que quiere hacer en tu vida individual,
people that are submitted to a lower truth,
las personas que creen otra real más baja,
will think it's funny.
Van a hacer reír.
But I want you to know that God is serious about his promises.
Pero quiero que sepas que Dios es serio.
God wasn't laughing.
Dios no se estaba riendo de su promesa.
And so God is able to come and move on the inside of your life.
So Dios se puede venir a mover adentro de tu vida.
And he is able to cause transformation to happen.
Y puede causar transformación.
Where nobody else saw that it would be possible,
donde nadie más creía lo posible,
God is able to move.
Dios se puede mover.
The limits that you have placed even upon yourself,
los límites que estás puesto en ti,
somebody needs to let God redraw the lines.
Alguien tiene que dejar que Dios haga las líneas otra vez.
There are things that you believe to be true about yourself.
Hay cosas que tú crees de ti mismo que crees que son real.
And you have created lines.
Y has creado líneas.
You have drawn a box.
Has dibujado una caja.
And you can't get out of it.
Y no te puedes salir de ella.
Because you have been submitted to a lower truth.
Porque te has sometido a otra verdad más baja.
You have allowed your circumstance.
Has permitido tu circunstancia.
To define your borders.
Que defina tus fronteras.
You have allowed your insecurities.
Has permitido tu inseguridad.
To tell you how far you can go.
Que te diga todos los límites.
You have allowed what your parents thought about you.
Has permitido lo que pensaban tus padres de ti.
To tell you you can only go this far.
Que te dice nomás puedes llegar hasta ahí.
You have allowed your resources.
Has permitido los recursos.
To say that this is the end of your runway.
Para decir esto es el final de tu camino.
But I wonder if there's somebody here tonight.
Pero me pregunto si hay alguien aquí.
That can look above your situation.
Puede mirar arriba de tu situación.
That can look above your circumstance.
Que puede mirar mirar arriba de tu circunstancia.
That can look above the world's opinion.
Que puede mirar arriba de la opinión.
And submit to transcendent truth here tonight.
Y someterse a la verdad transcendente esta noche.
Somebody needs to erase the lines that you have drawn about yourself.
Alguien tiene que borrar las líneas que has escrito.
And allow God to establish your borders.
Y permitir que Dios haga tus fronteras.
Somebody needs to say no to the parameters that the world has offered you.
No a las líneas que han hecho hechas.
And allow God to establish your borders.
Y permitir que Dios establezca tus fronteras.
Come on, somebody clap your hands unto the Lord.
Alguien aplaude sus manos al Señor.
Somebody shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Alguien levanta
right
su voz con victoria.
And so we find ourselves.
Nos encontramos.
Submitted to lower truths.
Sometidos a verdades mayores, menores.
And we find ourselves contending against those limits.
Si nos miramos contendiendo con esos límites.
We are fighting against the borders that our mind has drawn.
Estamos peleando con los límites de las mentes.
We are fighting against the borders that our resources have drawn.
Estamos peleando con las fronteras que nuestros recursos han
hecho. And we are spending ourselves.
Y estamos gastando nuestras vidas.
Fighting against these things of natural consequence.
Peleando con estas cosas naturales.
And we're weary in our pushing.
Y estamos cansados pujando.
We're weary in our going.
Estamos cajados en el camino.
Because we have submitted ourselves to lower truth.
Porque nos hemos sometido a verdades menores.
But I want you to know tonight.
Pero quiero que sepan esta noche.
That it is the will of God for you to rise above where you currently are.
Que es la voluntad de Dios que te levantes de donde estás.
I want you to know that there is a plane above where you're standing.
Hay un plano arriba de donde estás parado.
I want you to know that you are not limited to where you are.
No estás limitado donde estás.
I want you to know that you are not at the end of your rope.
No estás al final de tu camino.
I want you to know that with God nothing shall be impossible.
Quiero que sepas que con Dios nada es imposible.
Somebody that believes the word of God,
alguien que crea la palabra de Dios, levanta su voz.
Come on, clap your hands.
Aplauden sus manos.
Come on, lift up your voice in this place right now.
Levanten su voz en este
lift
lugar.
Lift up your voice right now.
Levanten su voz
ahorita. Lift your voice right now.
Que su voz
confirm
levante.
His word in your life.
Y confirme su palabra.
So Mary,
so María,
and Martha,
y Marta,
they're waiting on Jesus to get there.
Esperando que Jesús llegue.
Lazarus has died.
Lázaro se había muerto.
I want you to see both sides of this.
Quiero que vean las dos partes.
When Martha sees Jesus,
cuando Marta ve a Jesús,
she says, "Where are you? Where have you been?"
Dice, ¿dónde has estado?
Had you been here,
si estuvieras aquí,
he would not have died.
No se hubiera muerto.
You see, Martha was typical.
Marta era típico.
She was the average normal person.
Era la mujer normal.
And she saw and analyzed what was in front of her.
Y miró y analizó lo que estaba enfrente.
But when Mary saw him,
pero cuando María lo vio,
she fell and worshipped him.
Se arrodilló y adoró.
The difference is,
la diferencia es,
is that Mary knew that she was talking to transcendent truth.
Es que María sabía que estaba hablando con verdad
Mary
transiente.
Knew that he was not limited by natural circumstances.
María sabía que él no tenía límites.
Mary understood that
María
the story was not over.
Que la historia no se había acabado.
Mary understood that though he lay dead in the grave,
María entendía que aunque estaba muerto en la tumba,
God was transcending truth.
Dios era verdad transiente.
And he was even able to raise the dead from the grave.
Y aún podía levantarlo de la muerte.
I want you to know that every circumstance that you're dealing with right now,
quiero que sepas cada circunstancia que estás tratando,
the word of God is more true,
la palabra de Dios es más verdad,
than your current situation,
que tu situación corriente.
Oh, I need somebody to hear me here tonight.
Necesito que alguien me escuche esta noche.
Because you've counted up everything,
porque has contado todo,
and you've analyzed the situation,
y has analizado la situación,
and you are found in wanting,
y te has encontrado sin falta.
But the word of God is more more true than your accounting.
Palabra de Dios es más verdad que tus cuentas.
The word of God is more true than your diagnosis.
La palabra es más grande que tu diagnóstico.
The word of God is more true than your conclusion.
La palabra es más grande que tu conclusión.
Somebody needs to submit to higher truth today.
Alguien someta esa verdad transciente.
Somebody needs to stand upon transcendent truth tonight.
Alguien párese en la verdad transciente.
Somebody needs to look above your circumstance.
Alguien mira arriba de su circunstancia y tu situación.
Come on, let's pray right now all over this place.
Vamos a orar aquí.
Would you lift up your hands right
levanten
now?
Sus manos.
Come on, lift up your hands and
levanten
lift up
sus
your
manos
voice right
y levanten
now.
Su voz.
Come on, press in for just a moment.
Pónganse a orar ahorita por un momento.
Come on, engage in the spirit right now.
Inviten la presencia de
Come
Dios.
Come on, let's pray, church. Let's pray. Let's
vamos
pray
orar,
right
iglesia,
now.
Vamos a orar, iglesia. Vamos a orar.
Come on, can we thank him for his word tonight?
Denle gracias por su palabra.
Come on, that's your church pressing in right
now. Eso es iglesia, ahora ahorita.
God's going to confirm his word in your life.
Dios va a confirmar su palabra en tu vida.
God's going to confirm his word in your situation.
Dios confirmará tu palabra en su vida.
God's going to confirm his word in your circumstance.
Dios confirmará su palabra en tu circunstancia.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. In Luke chapter 8,
en Lucas 8,
there is a woman, the Bible says she has an issue of blood.
Hay una mujer que tiene un flujo de sangre.
For 12 years, she had spent all her living upon physicians.
Por 12 años, gastó todo su dinero en médicos.
And she could not be healed of any.
Y no podía ser sanada.
And so she makes her way to where Jesus is.
So pone su camino hasta Jesús.
Because she has been contending for 12 years with a lower truth.
Porque ha estado contendiendo por 12 años con una verdad menor.
But because of the grace of God,
pero por la gracia de Dios,
she is making her way to transcendent truth.
Se está acercando a la verdad transciente.
And where all the doctors in the past could not do anything for her,
y en todos los doctores en el pasado no pueden hacer nada,
she's about to walk in a different dimension.
Va a caminar en otra dimensión.
As she goes to where transcendent truth is,
mientras se acerca a la verdad transciente,
and she makes her way to where he is.
Y camina donde está Jesús.
After 12 years of ailing with this sickness,
después de 12 años peleando con esa enfermedad,
at this point she is feeble.
En este momento está débil.
She is weak in her body.
Está muy débil en su cuerpo.
And legally, she's not supposed to be there.
Y legalmente no debe estar ahí.
But nonetheless, she makes her way.
Pero sin embargo, abre camino.
And as she gets close to where he is,
y mientras se acerca donde está él,
and she feels like it will be impossible to reach him,
y siente que es imposible tocarlo,
she says to herself, "If I but touch the hem of his garment,
dice a sí mismo, si nomás toco su vestido,
I can be made whole."
Su ropa yo puedo ser sanada.
And she does so.
Y ella lo hace.
And the Bible says that she was healed immediately.
Y la Biblia dice fue sanado inmediato.
She defied all the odds.
Ella desafió todas las todos los números.
Every piece, every part of her circumstance.
Cada parte de su circunstancia.
Said that it was impossible.
Decía que era imposible.
That it's not able to happen.
Que no puede suceder.
And that you don't deserve access.
Y no mereces acceso.
But she had faith.
Pero ella tenía fe.
And she was making her way to transcendent truth.
Y se estaba acercando a la verdad transiente.
And so where the circumstances
cuando la circunstancia
said no,
dice no,
transcendent truth
la verdad transiente
said yes,
dice sí.
When her strength in her body
cuando la fuerza en su cuerpo
said no,
decía no,
transcendent truth said yes,
la verdad transiente decía sí.
And so she touches him and the Bible says that she is healed.
Y lo toca y la Biblia dice sanada.
And Jesus turns
y Jesús se voltea
and he says, who touched me?
Y dice, ¿quién me tocó?
The disciples look at him.
Los discípulos lo miró.
Confused because they are surrounded by people pressing in.
Fundidos porque están rodeados de personas tocándolo.
And they tell him that.
Y le dicen eso.
And he says, no.
Y dice, no.
I felt virtue flow from me.
Sentí la virtud que salió de mí.
You see, the difference was.
La diferencia fue.
Is that the people in the crowd?
Que las personas en el pueblo.
They were touching him on a lower level of truth.
Lo estaban tocando a un nivel más bajo.
But when she reached for him,
pero cuando ella lo alcanzó,
she was reaching for transcendent truth.
Estaba alcanzando para la verdad transiente.
And that's a whole different type of touch.
Ese es otro tipo de toque.
So I want you to know here tonight.
So quiero que sepan esta noche.
That if you are in this house right now.
Que si tú estás en esta casa ahorita.
And you have a situation that you are dealing with.
Y tienes situación que estás tratando.
And you can't see a way for it to be solved.
Y tú no puedes manera de ser sanada.
You have looked everywhere for the answer.
Has buscado en todos lados.
I want you to know here tonight.
Quiero que sepas esta noche.
That you are in a place here.
Que estás en un lugar aquí.
Where you can access transcendent truth.
Donde tienes acceso a verdad transiente.
And this is key, what I'm about to tell you right now.
Y esto es importante lo que les voy a decir.
I want you to be aware.
Quiero que estén conscientes
of the ladder
de la escalera
that allowed her to go from a lower truth to transcendent truth.
Que permitió de que fuera verdad menor a transciente verdad.
You see, when Jesus finally discovered her,
cuando Jesús se dio cuenta,
he said, "Thy faith has made thee whole."
Tu fe te ha hecho sana.
Can I tell you tonight
¿te puedo decir esta noche?
That the ladder to go from a lower truth to transcendent truth,
que la escalera para ir donde estás a la verdad transciente, es fe.
Can you believe tonight?
¿Podrás creer esta noche?
Can you believe tonight?
¿Puedes creer esta noche?
Can you believe tonight?
¿Puedes creer esta noche?
Can you believe tonight?
¿Puedes creer esta noche?
Can you see it from a higher level?
¿Lo podrás ver de Muniel?
Somebody needs to let their faith rise up.
Alguien deja que su fe se levante.
Somebody needs to stand on the next level.
Alguien párese en otro nivel.
Can you believe?
¿Lo podrás creer?
Can you believe?
¿Lo puedes creer?
Can you believe?
¿Puedes creer?
Transcendent truth is in the house here tonight.
Verdad transcendente está en esta casa.
He is here with us tonight.
Él está con nosotros esta noche.
And he is able to do the impossible.
Y él puede hacer lo imposible.
He is able to work it out in your situation.
Él puede arreglar tu situación.
He is able to be the change agent in your life.
Él puede ser el que trae el cambio en tu vida.
There is no situation too hard for God.
No hay situación muy dura para él.
As we continue in this chapter, Luke chapter 8, there is a man that Jesus is conversing with.
Mientras continuamos en este capítulo, hay un hombre que Jesús habla.
His name is Jairus. He is a leader of the, he is a religious leader of the day.
Su nombre es Jairus, es un liderazgo espiritual en ese tiempo.
And the Bible tells us that he has a 12-year-old daughter.
Y la Biblia dice que tiene una hija de 12 años.
And the Bible says that she lay a dying.
Y la Biblia dice que se estaba muriendo.
And he has come looking for the master.
Y él está viene mirando por el maestro.
Because he has heard of the miracles that he has done.
Porque escuchó de los milagros que ha hecho.
And so he prays for him to come to his house.
Ora para que venga a su casa.
Let's read here, verse 49 in Luke chapter 8.
Verso 49 en Lucas 8.
48. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. And while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Can I tell somebody here tonight that your circumstance will always come and tell you to trouble not the master? That your circumstance will come and tell you that it's too late for your situation? That your resources will say you should just give up? Your strength in your body will tell you that you can't do it? What you think about yourself will say that you're not able?
Lo que piensas de ti mismo dices no puedes.
Your insecurities will deny you access.
Tu inseguridad te niega el acceso.
Society will deny you access.
La sociedad te niega el acceso.
But I wonder if somebody can hear the voice of the master.
Pero me pregunto si alguien escucha la voz.
Where he says, fear not.
Donde dice, no temas.
Believe only.
Cree solamente.
Believe only.
Cree solamente.
Believe only.
Cree solamente.
Come on, let's pray right now.
Vamos a orar ahorita.
Pray right now.
Vamos a orar ahorita.
Lift up your voice in the sanctuary. Come on, would you lift up your voice right now?
Levanten su voz ahorita en oración.
Verse 51 says, and when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and mother of the maiden. 52 says, and all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Here we have more laughing.
Están riéndose otra vez.
Because the gap, once again,
porque la brecha
is too great,
es muy grande,
from where they're standing,
de donde están parados,
and what God sees,
y lo que Dios ve.
Don't think small about what God can do in your life.
No pienses pequeño de lo que Dios puede hacer en tu vida.
Don't think small about where God wants to take you.
No pienses pequeño de lo que, del camino de Dios.
Sometimes,
a veces,
people have trouble seeing big things.
Las personas no pueden ver cosas grandes.
Because they have only seen small things.
Porque solo han visto cosas pequeñas.
Other times,
otras veces,
people have trouble seeing really big things.
Personas tienen problemas mirar cosas grandes.
Because they've already seen some big things.
Porque ya han visto cosas grandes.
Can you understand what I'm telling you tonight?
¿Podrás entender lo que estoy diciendo?
God has blessed this people.
Dios ha bendecido a este pueblo.
It is a miracle what God has done.
Es un milagro lo que
in
Dios
this
ha hecho
congregation.
En esta congregación.
And in your individual lives.
Y en tu vida individual.
I want you to consider where God has already brought you from.
Quiero que consideres de dónde te ha traído Dios.
And sometimes when you're in that situation.
Y a veces cuando estás en esa situación.
It's easy to say.
Es fácil decir.
What more could we need?
¿Qué más necesitamos?
What more could there be?
¿Qué más puede haber?
But I want you to know.
Pero quiero que sepas.
That the best is yet to come.
Que lo mejor está por venir.
I want you to know that God is not done with this
quiero
story.
Quiero que sepas que Dios no ha terminado esta historia.
I want you to know here tonight.
Quiero que sepas esta noche.
That God has more for this people.
Que Dios tiene más para este pueblo.
I want you to know tonight.
Quiero que sepas esta noche.
That God is not done pouring it out.
Que Dios no ha terminado derramarlo.
But there is a greater revival
pero hay un
yet.
Avivamiento más grande.
Matter of fact,
hey, si más,
He's just getting started.
Él apenas está empezando.
How big can you see it?
¿Qué tan grande lo puedes ver?
Can you believe?
¿Qué tan grande lo puedes creer?
The Bible says in the last days,
la Biblia dice en los últimos días,
I will pour out of my spirit,
derramaré de mi espíritu,
upon all flesh,
sobre toda carne.
Can you see it in Birmingham?
Lo podrás ver en Birmingham.
Can you see it in your life?
Lo podrás ver en tu vida.
Can you see it in your family?
Lo podrás ver en tu familia.
Can you see it?
Lo podrás ver.
Can you see it?
Lo podrás ver.
We are not approaching the end of the runway.
No estamos al final del camino.
But God has big plans.
Pero Dios tiene grandes planes.
For this people.
Para este pueblo.
This place.
Este lugar.
Is not the last stop.
No es el último lugar.
We are not about to coast into the rapture.
No nomás nos vamos a ir calmados.
But there is still a work to be done.
Pero hay una obra que se tiene que hacer.
There is still a great harvest.
Aún hay una gran cosecha que está lista para agarrar.
There are still miracles that God wants to pour out.
Aún hay milagros que Dios va a hacer.
There are still anointings to be picked up.
Hay unas unciones que
there
se van a levantar.
There are still mantles to yet be laid.
Aún hay mantos que van a recibir.
There is still greatness in this house.
Aún hay grandeza en esta
there
casa.
There are still preachers that haven't preached yet.
Aún hay predicadores que no han predicado.
There are still sermons that haven't been preached.
Aún hay sermones que no han sido predicados.
My God, can you believe?
¿O lo puedes creer?
Can you believe?
¿Lo puedes creer?
Can you believe?
¿Lo puedes creer?
Can I tell you tonight?
¿Te puedo decir esta noche?
That if what you can see,
que si lo que puedes ver,
is not laughable.
No te puedes, no te ríes de.
You're not dreaming big enough.
No estás soñando lo suficiente grande.
You're not seeing big enough yet.
No estás mirando lo grande.
Wow. Of course, God walks into that house.
Y Dios viene a esa casa.
And he goes to that young girl.
Y va a la jovencita.
And he says, "Denzel, arise."
Y le dice, mujer, levántate.
But I want you to notice what he does when he goes into the house.
Pero quiero que mires lo que él hace cuando entra.
He was very particular about who he allowed in the room.
Era muy particular con quién dejó entrar.
And for everyone that could not believe,
y para todos los que no podían creer,
he put them out.
Los sacó para fuera.
It matters.
Y es importante.
What you tell yourself.
Lo que te dices a ti mismo.
And it matters what you allow others to tell you.
Y tiene importancia lo que escuchas de los demás.
You've got to get the voices that are doubtful out of the room.
Tienes que quitar la duda del cuarto.
He said, "Believe only."
Dice, solamente cree.
How big is your faith?
¿Qué tan grande es tu fe esta noche?
How big can you see this?
¿Qué tan grande lo puedes ver?
Come on, I know this is new life in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yo sé que esto es nueva vida en Birmingham, Alabama.
But the story is not done.
Pero la historia no se ha acabado.
There, we have not seen the greatest revival that we are going to see.
No hemos visto el grande avivamiento todavía.
We have not seen our watermark here yet of how many people will receive the Holy Ghost.
No hemos visto todavía los que van a recibir.
But we serve a God.
Pero servimos a un Dios.
That doesn't dwindle as he gets to the end.
Que no se disminuye al final.
But he gets better and
pero
better and better.
Se pone mejor y más mejor.
The wine at the end of the feast was better than the wine they started with.
El vino al final de la fiesta estaba mejor.
The revival in this last day will be greater than the ones we have seen before.
El avivamiento al final va a ser más grande que los primeros.
But God wants to use your hands.
Pero Dios quiere usar tus manos.
God wants to use your feet.
Dios quiere usar tus pies.
God wants to use your voice.
Dios quiere usar tu voz.
I'm almost done.
Ya casi termino.
I have one last thing I want to share with you.
Una última cosa les quiero compartir.
Psychologists have found what's called an upper limit.
Psicólogos han encontrado el límite arriba.
And what that means.
Y lo que significa.
The upper limit is what a person feels like they deserve.
El límite de arriba es lo que las personas sienten que merecen.
It's the level of happiness that they feel like they deserve.
Es el nivel de felicidad que sienten que merecen.
Or the level of success that they feel like they deserve.
O el nivel de éxito que sienten que merecen.
Based upon who they are and who they see themselves to be.
Visto a cómo ellos se miran ellos mismos.
But I want to remind you here tonight.
Pero los quiero acordar esta noche.
That the upper limit that you have told yourself.
Que el límite en tu mente.
It's not God's limit for you.
No es el límite de Dios para ti.
And so there needs to be
a
paradigm shift.
Un cambio de punto de vista.
In how you see yourself.
En cómo te miras tú mismo.
You don't need to see yourself and analyze your situation by your resources.
No te tienes que ver o analizar tu situación por recursos.
But you need to work to see yourself how God sees you.
Pero te tienes que ver como Dios te mira a ti.
And so what that means is that I need to be faithful to God's process.
Lo que significa es que tengo que ser fiel al proceso.
And allow the hard things to come.
Y permitir que lo difícil venga.
And not be discouraged.
Y que no me desanime.
Because God is making me what he wants me to be.
Porque mi Dios me está haciendo lo que él quiere.
And so when I go through a trial or tribulation,
y cuando paso por un problema o tribulación,
it makes me more qualified.
Me hace más calificado.
That's not a time to get discouraged when hard things come.
No es tiempo que te desanimes cuando venga la dificultad.
But it's making you better equipped for the job.
Pero te hace mejor para el trabajo.
And so somebody in the middle of a hard place right now.
Alguien en medio de una situación difícil.
You need to allow transcendent truth to come to you tonight.
Tienes que permitir que la verdad transciende.
And look above your situation.
Venga y mira arriba de tu situación.
Look above your circumstance.
Mira arriba de tu circunstancia.
Look above where you are.
Mira arriba donde estás.
Because with God all things are possible.
Porque con Dios todo es posible.
These altars are open right now.
Estos altares están abiertos.
Come on, I want you to pray right now.
Quiero que oren ahorita.
If you're here tonight,
si estás aquí esta noche,
and you have been wondering,
y te has estado preguntando,
without direction or clarity,
sin dirección o claridad.
God is here to meet you tonight.
Dios está aquí para encontrarte.
If you'll come down to this altar and begin to lift up your hands.
Si vienes a este altar y levantas tus manos.
God wants to begin to work something in your life.
Dios quiere obrar algo en tu vida.
God wants to begin to minister to your situation.
Dios quiere ministrar en tu situación.
Come on, church, let's pray right now. Let's be sensitive to the Holy Ghost.
Vamos a orar, iglesia, ser sensitivos.
finisher. That's who you are.